This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The body of a Department of Corrections parole officer will be transported from Colorado Springs to Pueblo today. Colorado Springs Police, along with the State Patrol, will be escorting the body of Christine Gruen Sandoval from the El Paso County Coroner's Office at 3:15 this afternoon. Sandoval, killed in Colorado Springs by a suspect fleeing from an arrest warrant service last week. Community members and other law enforcement agencies invited to line a portion of that route from Highway 8587 from Las Vegas Street to the South Academy exit ramp.
We're hearing more about the impact Officer Sandoval had on everyone around her. Yesterday, we caught up to a few of the officer's neighbors in Pueblo. They say when they ran across her, she was always friendly and pleasant to talk to. And they're heartbroken for her husband and two kids. John and Wendy Trujillo say it most definitely feels like something has been ripped away from their small part of the city.
Known him since 2007, and we got together a few times, and that was about it. I mean, we really weren't that close, but yet we were, you know, respected each other and we loved each other.
Yeah, we would see her come home and she would be in uniform and, you know, and there was times where we'd see her with the family all coming from Walmart with all their groceries.
A GoFundMe account aimed at easing the family's unexpected financial burden has nearly reached its fundraising goal. A 22-year-old is being held in jail after an arrest for allegedly carjacking a driver and leading police on a chase. Eric Jones was taken into custody early this morning, some 3 hours after police first got the report of a car being stolen at gunpoint. The victim said it happened late yesterday in the 400 block of North Murray. Around 1:20 a.m., officers spotted the vehicle on South Academy near Pikes Peak and tried pulling it over. The driver sped away from police, eventually crashing the car near Academy and Constitution. Jones faces charges of aggravated robbery, vehicular eluding, and motor vehicle theft.
A former member of the District 49 school board now facing charges after a weekend arrest in Colorado Springs. Police say that Ivy Liu was arrested Saturday following a confrontation along Arroyo Street in East Colorado Springs. Police charged her with a felony menacing with a weapon and false imprisonment. Liu was removed from the school board last month after she moved to a home in another area of the district. She also was denied the opportunity to run for re-election after not getting enough signatures on her candidate petition in that new area.
First responders are still investigating a serious motorcycle crash. Colorado Springs police say it happened shortly after noon yesterday near Jetwing Drive and East Fountain Boulevard. The condition of the motorcyclist is not known at this time. A pedestrian's in the hospital after they were hit by a vehicle yesterday morning. Police said the pedestrian was in the crosswalk at San Miguel and Academy when they were hit by a vehicle that was making a turn. The pedestrian's expected to survive. That crash remains under investigation.
Residents in Colorado Springs' Mountain Shadows neighborhood sounding the alarm over plans to build a 228-unit apartment complex near Garden of the Gods. They worry the complex would further crowd an already critical choke point for those trying to evacuate from a wildfire. If the development is approved, the new apartment complex would take up a large portion of the area near 30th and Garden of the Gods Road. Bill Weisong, president of the Mountain Shadows Community Association, also says that the scope of the proposed plan has changed since they were first notified by the city.
My biggest concern is we found out that they need a variance for part of the building to create a retention pond for stormwater. And then as we started investigating, there was a lot more that has transpired with no public notification.
Weisong and others calling the city now to hold a public hearing in 2 weeks to help hear residents' concerns. We've reached out to the city. They say they're open to initiating that meeting and want to hear the residents' feedback, but officials did note city council doesn't have to take evacuations into account when evaluating projects for approval. That does seem to contradict the city's own code, which states that they do in fact have to consider traffic and fire safety as a part of the evaluation process. Now, on top of the public safety concerns, residents also worried about how the complex would impact the landscape by blocking the view people have as they are headed towards Garden of the Gods Park.
And chili pepper roasting season has arrived in Colorado, but this year's wet weather has put a slight damper on things. Chili farmers in the state say the excess rain has made this year's harvest a bit more difficult. Farmers say the rain has also made the selection of available peppers a little more spotty than usual. However, the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce says there will only be a slight uptick in chili pepper prices this year.
Sunny to partly cloudy and cooler as we head into your Tuesday with high temperatures this afternoon in the upper 60s, Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo, clear and cool overnight. Morning starts on Wednesday will drop down into the low 40s. Mid-40s around the Steel City. Afternoon high still cool. 66 Colorado Springs, 71 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.